In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor brings us up to speed on projects supported by University of Illinois student sustainability fees.
In recognition of Earth Week, let me call your attention to the progress toward a greener campus being made possible by the sustainability fees University of Illinois students assess themselves. These fees, which have been enacted with overwhelming support in three separate student votes dating back to 2003, now generate roughly $1 million a year to fund projects. I spoke recently with Suhail Bharat, a graduate student in the Department of Urban and Regional Planning, to get the scoop on how these funds are being used. Bharat is chair of the Student Sustainability Committee, which in cooperation with administrators from the Office of Sustainability and U of I Facilities and Services, allocates the funds. Many projects made possible with student sustainability funds have already begun to pay off, either in energy dollars saved or other conservation values achieved. These range from energy-saving retrofits in the Illini Union to the sustainable rehabilitation of an underused building as rehearsal space for dance students, to the prairie plantings established near the President's House on Florida Avenue and at the College of Veterinary Medicine. Other efforts, which have been awarded sustainability funds more recently, are just getting off the ground. Bharat was very enthusiastic about the student weatherization project, which will be implemented when the new school year begins in August. With guidance from Facilities and Services staff, students participating in this project will learn how to assess the performance of existing buildings with attention to building envelope, heating and insulation, lighting, water, and waste. In the early stage of this program, student auditors will focus on the residential units that have been converted to house campus programs, buildings that are too small to merit attention from the campus retro commissioning team, but where easily identified improvements could significantly decrease energy consumption. Bharat was also excited about the committee's support for an initiative by the School of Earth, Society, and Environment to establish a sustainability living and learning center. Like other living learning centers, this one will house students with a shared interest together in an existing facility, which will serve as a hub for them to connect with faculty and staff who share their common interest. Through the Sustainability Living and Learning Center, students will participate in the process of making the university more sustainable, and as they move on, become leaders in the effort to address issues of sustainability in the wider world. As you probably already know, given the difficulties that have arisen with student efforts to bring wind power to campus, renewable energy is a priority for the Student Sustainability Committee. In addition to their continuing support for a wind turbine, they are also funding the Illinois Student Solar Initiative, which aims to install photovoltaic arrays on 20 campus buildings over the next 5 years. Bharat anticipates these arrays will generate between 5% and 10% of the electricity used by the buildings involved, depending on how big they are and what they're used for. If you're interested in learning more about projects that receive funds through the Student Sustainability Committee, you can find them online through a link at the Environmental Almanac website.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the University of Illinois Office of Sustainability.